The Guardian.
If you could give the book of your choice to anyone, historical or contemporary, which book would you choose? And who would you give it to? That's the question we're putting to our favourite authors in their favourite bookshops. This podcast is presented in association with National Book Tokens.
My name is Alex Preston. I'm the author of two books, This Bleeding City and The Revelations, both published by Faber and Faber. And today we are in Queen's Park Books on Salisbury Road in northwest London. And the reason we're here is because it is but a short walk from my house, and it is just a kind of wonderful old-fashioned bookshop where I can bring my kids, and they always seem to have books that I know I want to buy, but also books that surprise me. I mean, A, you can spend a fortune here, but B, you can just spend hours just walking along the shelves, and it's a place that encourages that kind of dwelling that, you know, you certainly don't get on Amazon. Now, I've been asked about the best book I've ever been given, and unfortunately this isn't a book that is stocked in Queen's Park Books, because it is a book of which only 25 copies exist. For Christmas in 2010, I was given a little book with a kind of rather beautiful wallpaperish cover, and the book is called A Small-Boned Woman, and it's a novel by Elizabeth Iglehart Hines. Now, Elizabeth Iglehart Hines was my grandmother, and when she died in December 2008, my grandfather went through her affairs and found in a drawer a nearly half-finished novel. It was the story of a young southern girl growing up in Birmingham, Alabama, who falls in love with a Yankee who's down there during the war being trained up as a fighter pilot. And it is a wonderful, wonderful novel. And my grandfather and my aunt looked through the manuscript, they edited it, and they put it out as a small publication of 25 editions. And it's just a wonderful thing to have. It's like having my grandmother back again every time I read it, and I read it often. It's extraordinary. She obviously gave it up when my mother came along, when my grandfather's literary career, my grandfather is the critic Samuel Hines, who wrote The Auden Generation, and when his career took up, the novel was clearly put in an envelope in a drawer and forgotten about. But it's like Eudora Welty, it's in that kind of great southern tradition, and it could have been, you know, she could have been a great author. And the wonderful thing was that my grandfather sent a copy to somebody at the Swanee Review, and it was published, the first chapter was published in the Swanee Review towards the end of last year. So it's a kind of a wonderful, moving, memorable book that obviously has a great personal meaning to me, but also something that I think has some literary worth of its own. What book would I like to give to any historical figure in a kind of magical realism mode? Sounds like something out of Borges. And I kind of thought a long time about that, because I thought, how cool would it be to give Milton a copy of Infinite Jest? And what would that do to the history of literature as we know it? You know, that isn't the flapping of a butterfly's wing. That would entirely rework how we were. But I've decided on something, given that we're at a wonderful local bookshop here, I've decided to do something rather more local and personal. Day before yesterday, Brent Council began to clear out my local library, Kensal Rise Library. And this has been a long-standing battle between the council and the residents, and a battle which it looks like the residents might finally be about to lose. It's a ridiculous situation. And so what I would like to do, I would actually like two copies, if I may. And I would like to replicate one specific book, which is the copy of Alan Garner's The Weird Stone of Brisingamen that I took out of Worthing Library, aged 7, which I read twice in consecutive nights, staying up pretty much all night, and loved with a passion that I kind of try and replicate in any book I'm reading now, but always fail because I have never been so captivated and enthralled by a book. And I would like to give those copies to the current head of Brent Council, Mohammed Butt, and his predecessor, Anne John, who have both conspired to bring about this extraordinary situation where the residents are willing to run Kensal Rise Library as a volunteer programme. They're willing to keep it open at a cost of nothing to the taxpayer. All Souls College at Oxford, who are the owners of the freehold of the property, are absolutely willing to let the residents do that. And yet the council seems set on this extraordinary fatalistic drive to close down this library. And therefore my children, rather than having a 3-minute walk to the library, will have to take a 20-minute train ride to a place that doesn't seem so much a library rather than a kind of white elephant multimedia centre in Wembley. My children are always going to have books in their lives. It's always going to be something incredibly important for them. But the thing about having a library on my doorstep when I was a kid was that the place that I would go in my free time was a place where I was surrounded by books. And of any afternoon, I would go in there and be able to lose myself in a world, and a world that was focused upon books. And even this new great £3 million library, whatever it is that they're building up in Wembley, it's going to have computers in there. It's going to be, I'm sounding old-fashioned, but I don't really care because I love books and I love the touch and the feel and the smell of books. And I love when I think about that slightly dusty library in Worthing, hideous, brutalist building, I love what it did for me and what it did to me to be in that world of books. And I want my children to be able to stroll to a local library and to run their thumbs along the spines of a whole load of different books and know that each one of those would open up an extraordinary world. Brent Council are moving entirely contrary to this whole big society thing we're all supposed to be doing. And I hope that that slightly tatty copy, rather old copy now, of The Weird Stone of Brisingamen might make Mohammed Butt think twice before pursuing this entirely foolhardy plan.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.